Stephen, did you hear the good news?
It's Friday!
Woo!
And that means it's time for New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And we're looking at the best new albums out on March 22nd, starting with the band X-Hex and It's Real. Feels like we've already had a full meal and we're only a minute into this song. Diamond Drive is the name of the song from the band X-Hex and their new album It's Real. Stephen, I always think how there's this chain of events that led to this band. First, yeah. Slater Kinney broke up, mm-hmm. and then Carrie Brownstein and Janet Weiss later formed the band Wild Flag with Mary Timoney. They put out one record.
Yep.
Then they broke up, and Mary Timoney then immediately formed the band X-Hex, and I kind of thought it might also end up being a one-off project, but here they are with their second full-length.
Yeah, and that second full-length album took 5 years, but at the same time, the band just sounds like it's just cranking them out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mary Timoney has been around for a really long time. She was in the band Helium before Wild Flag, other projects as well. And among other things, she is a straight-up guitar hero.
Yeah.
She has just an amazing playing style, and at the same time, X-Hex, three women here in D.C., Mary Timoney, Betsy Wright, and Laura Harris, they're just on lock as just like a kick-ass rock band.
Yeah, they whip together a whole bunch of different eras. I thought like there's a little bit of punk and a little bit of new wave and classic garage rock, and they navigate that terrain so brilliantly on the record It's Real from the band X-Hex. Let's go to another great record out on March 22nd. This one comes from the singer Jenny Lewis. Jenny Lewis, her record is called On the Line. The singer is Jenny Lewis. Her album is called On the Line, and the song we're hearing is Wasted Youth. And for the record, she did not waste her youth on all the things she said she did. But she did get her start 20 years ago now in the band Rilo Kiley, and has been largely working as a solo artist for the past 10 plus years or so. And this is her fourth full length.
Yeah, Jenny Lewis has put together an absolutely incredible catalog. Rilo Kiley is one of my favorite bands of the aughts. She worked with Ben Gibbard and Dentelle on the Postal Service.
Right.
She had a really charming record with a duo, Jenny and Johnny.
Yeah.
She's made a lot of different music. She's capable of being incredibly buoyant, but also incredibly wistful. Her voice, you listen to her voice in that song you just heard, it has this lived-in quality. It's bruised and guarded and knowing and hopeful at the same time. There's all this emotion and experience wrapped up in her voice. This record's really interesting because my initial reaction to it was it didn't necessarily resonate with me at first until I stopped sampling it as a collection of singles and actually experienced it more as a whole. The cumulative effect actually reminds me a little bit of the album Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves, which is a fantastic record from last year. in that this record is as much about mood as it is like radio singles.
Yeah.
She takes you on a journey and she's walking you through a lot of these kind of conflicted experiences in a way that she does so masterfully and has done for so long.
You know, on her previous record, The Voyager, she sounded kind of vulnerable on that one to me. And this new one, On the Line, she still gets into some pretty heavy stuff, like her mother passed away recently, and she talks about a breakup, and there are a couple other songs on this record where she talks about a friend who went off her psych meds right. and what happened to her because of that. But despite all that, I feel like she sounds more confident and stronger and more resolved to move on with her life. And some great features, too. Beck appears on this. Ringo Starr plays drums on one of these. She also played the same piano that Carole King played for the Tapestry record,
which
appropriate.
I thought
was that's pretty cool.
That feels like a natural extension.
Ginny Lewis, the album's On the Line. Let's go to American Football, the band American Football, and their third self-titled full-length record.
Sensitivity deprived, I can't feel a thing inside. I blamed my father in my youth. Now as a father, I blame the blues. I have become uncomfortably.
American Football, from their self-titled record, this song is Uncomfortably Numb, and they are one of those bands that they're like legendary in some circles, and then there are a whole bunch of people who've never even heard of these guys.
Yeah, the first American Football album came out in 1999 and caught on with a lot of people who loved it desperately. And then they broke up and took 14 years off, got back together, put out another record in 2016. And now we're getting they seem to be on a little bit more of a comfortable release cycle. It's really interesting. Like, American Football gets lumped in with emo a lot. But you listen to this record and it's almost more like softly jazzy pop in a way, like this kind of dreamy pop sound. That song, Uncomfortably Numb, is already one of my favorite songs of the year. It is so beautiful and so quotable. I blamed my father in my youth. Now as a father, I blame the booze.
Well, one of the things that blows me away about this band is that, you know, back in the late 90s when they were all 20-somethings, they perfectly captured the loneliness and angst and uncertainty of youth. And now
they capture the loneliness and angst and uncertainty of their 40s.
Exactly. Like, it's like, and now they're back all these years later and they perfectly capture the loneliness and angst of growing older and being a parent. You know, so many bands who have similar arcs to them, you know, where they put out a seminal record in the 90s and then 15 or 20 years pass, they try to retread that territory and it never resonates or really quite works. And I feel like they've found that sweet spot where they can make the same kind of music, but it's still vital. It's called LP3, the self-titled, third self-titled record. The first one was self-titled.
All of them are self-titled.
Second, yes, and they had an EP that was self-titled as well. Let's do one more album before the break. This comes from the singer LaFonda, and her new album, Ancestor Boy.
I took your lips so I can kiss you upside down, upside down. I got your eyes, the same shadows, they go like. You know, so I can keep you. Leaves of flavor.
tell you, but it's time to know. Now's the time. Now's the time for you to know. Daddy didn't tell you, didn't know. Mama couldn't tell you, but it's time to know. Now's the time. Now's the time for you to know.
La Fonda is the singer. This record is called Ancestor Boy. The song we're hearing is called Daddy. And a singer who grew up in Tehran in Paris, but has since lived all over the world. And
it shows.
Yeah, this is has a whole album has such a global, interesting feel to it.
Yeah, I just found this record completely fascinating. She wrote it in L.A., Mexico City, New York City, London, and Paris. The sounds, the percussion really seems to come from all over the world, everywhere from the Middle East to Africa to Brazil. There's just so much fit into the sound. And the closer you study this record, the more you sit under your headphones and just let it wash over you.
Yeah, she's often billed as an EDM artist. And that's yeah, really that just that it's such a small part of the equation, you know, that doesn't have a lot of those typical forms. On the floor beats and everything. Let's hear a little bit of the title cut, Ancestor Boy, and you can get a feel for some of the surprise turns she takes on this. Reminds me a little bit of FKA Twigs and like MIA, if maybe they made something together.
Well, it manages to be both atmospheric and propulsive at the same time, which is a really neat combination.
La Fonda is the artist, L-A-F-A-W-N, La Fonda, D-A-H, in the record, is Ancestor Boy. There are a whole bunch of notable albums to run through on this week's New Music Friday. But first, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Julia Furlan here. Don't miss my chat with Greta Lee. You know her from Russian Doll.
Sweet birthday baby.
Sweet birthday baby.
Sweet birthday baby.
We talk about New York comedy and fashion and her own HBO deal. That's this week on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best new albums out on March 22nd. We start the second half of our show off with Andrew Bird and his album, My Finest Work Yet.
You were uninhabited, speaking in tongues in the night. I wasn't having it. I could tell that something wasn't right. Why don't you come to bed? Instead of stumbling into the light of medicine cabinets, shaking up pills left and right. Right. Rages. This nocturnal dance, the misery's contagious. We are Olympians.
You know, it would have been a great song if he had just ended with that part that sort of soars up. But then he decides, I'm going to have a little pivot note here and repeat that line. And that's when I just got the goosebumps listening to it.
Even if the album weren't called My Finest Work Yet, I would be talking about what a confident musician Andrew Bird is.
Yeah. And real quick, the song we're hearing is called Olympians.
Yeah, this record is interesting when you really pick apart his lyrics. I mean, this is definitely a political album. There are lots of references to kind of like the enemy. There's a song called Bloodless that's talking about the state of the world, and it's kind of a call to action, and it's got the line, "Bloodless for now."
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, this is the calmest call to revolution I have ever heard. He recorded it with his band live in a room with no headphones, and the sound is very loose and very organic, but it is still absolutely tight as a drum, impeccable throughout.
He was actually one of the very first artists we ever featured on All Songs Considered back in the year 2000. In 2000, he used to play in a band called Andrew Bird's Bowl of Fire. And it's amazing to me how much his sound has evolved over the years, but at the same time, he's stuck to a lot of these foundational things that have made people really love what he does. You know, this album, even though it gets epic and dark at times, it still has those infectious whistled melodies, lots of wordplay that I think is really brilliant in it. Always happy to get new music from Andrew Bird, but this one, I feel, just really delivers. Andrew Bird, my finest work yet. I love that title. Let's go to one that really, really knocked me out, by a singer named Emily Wells. Her new album is called This World Is Too Something For You.
And it's just a blank.
Space.
You're not dropping out an expletive.
Right.
This world is too blank for you.
Each listener can fill it in for themselves.
Forget the flood. Laws are praying in the yard. Listening for forever. Dry the carpets out. Into the sun. Don't you get lonely, yeah. Don't you get angry, yeah. Stay, 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 stay.
Emily Wells is the artist. Her record is called This World Is Too, fill in the blank, For You. And the song we're hearing is called Stay Up. She is a singer, a violinist, multi-instrumentalist, composer.
Producer.
And man, she's just a master at blending these worlds of classical and electronics on this record.
Yeah, this is music by big brains.
Yeah.
This record began as a commission from the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra's Liquid Music Series. This is a record it'll take you a while to unpack. You know, it was interesting.
Yeah.
When we planned for this show, you know, Robin, you'll send me a list of, you know, here are the albums and we'll go back and forth and like, which song should we play, this or this? And then with this one, it was like, maybe it'll be this song or this song or this song,
right,
or this song.
You know? Well, I played a little bit of the song Stay Up. There were a lot of wow moments on this record for me. Let's hear a little bit of a song called Remind Me to Remember. I mean, when I first heard this, I just thought, are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, it does not stay in one place for very long. Talk about a hard record to pull an excerpt from.
Yeah, Emily Wells, The World Is Too, fill in the blank for you. And I just thought this one was breathtaking. From Emily Wells, let's go to the electronic artist Apparat and his new album, LP5.
How does it feel if I carry the weight? Fragile constellation, Bermuda. First time. I feel weak, but
don't know. Is it just, are we just on a high because we've gotten back from South by and we're sleep deprived, or is this like a really a remarkable week for new music?
It's a good one.
Apparat LP5. This song is called Brandenburg. This is Sascha Ring, an electronic and ambient composer from Germany.
Yeah, he made a couple of records in the last few years as Moderat, half of Moderat, collaborations with the producer Mode Selector. You can hear it all over that excerpt, just that mix of electronic washes with live instrumentation and his own dreamy voices. You got that very precise and layered sound, and you just set yourself under the headphones and just get lost in it.
Yeah, there's no single on this record. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of one that you really want to sit with, like a good pair of headphones for 45 minutes. He sings a lot on this one. And it's interesting. He told everyone who worked on the record with him that he wanted them to think small, to not go too big. He wanted intimacy. He does work in some great string arrangements. You heard a little bit on that Brandenburg cut we played. Here's another song called Coronte. This is about as big as the whole record gets. But another really great listen from Apparat. Glad to have him back on this one, the album LP5. I said that there were a lot of records that we wanted to get through on this week's New Music Friday. So many great releases. And there is one more that we want to play, but there are a ton of notable albums that we should mention because it's a really busy release week.
Yeah, there's a ton. I'm going to list a few of them. A band from Philly called Strand of Oaks that I've really, really liked for a long time. They've got a new album called Eraserland. A singer, Nilofer Yanya, who's been featured on All Songs Considered recently. She's had songs bubbling up for a couple of years. She's finally got a new album called Miss Universe. Rapper Rich the Kid follows his album The World Is Yours with the appropriately titled The World Is Yours Too. And a band that I saw at South by Southwest that I really, really liked, they were on the Austin 100, a band from Spain called Yawners. They've got a new record called Just Calm Down.
Yeah, I saw them. They put on a great show. I didn't realize that they had a new album coming out this week as well. Bill McKay, the singer-songwriter, Bill McKay has a new album out called Fountain Fire. Ave Terre of Animal Collective has a new solo album out called Cows on Our Glass Pond. Dean Lewis, somebody else I saw at South by Southwest who was a phenomenal performer, has a new record out now called A Place We Knew. There's also a record by the band Wallows called Nothing Happens. It's another John Congleton project, and John Congleton produced that one, Wallows. And finally, the singer-songwriter Lucy Rose has a beautiful new album called No Words Left. And we'll list all of these on the website under other notable releases if you didn't get all of those, and also put them in the podcast description for this episode. But all those albums out on March 22nd, along with this last one that we want to play. It's the band Lamb Chop and their new album, This Is What I Wanted to Tell You.
There's no rules to this disorder world. I cup my hand, I drink the water. The news was fake, the drugs were real. Dream was gone, not its appeal. The picture does appear.
Man, I love this band, Lamb Chop. The record is This, and then in parentheses, Is What I Wanted to Tell You, and the song we're hearing is called Everything For You. I mentioned how Andrew Bird was one of the first artists we ever featured on All Songs Considered back in 2000. We also featured Lamb Chop nearly 20 years ago on a very early episode of All Songs Considered. This is a band I think of being so distinctive largely because of Kurt Wagner and his baritone voice of his and his poetry, but for the last however many years, he's been playing around a lot with autotune, and it's all over this one.
Yeah, and it's used to, I think, beautiful effect. A lot of artists have figured out that there's a way to use it that actually provides much greater intimacy than a regular human voice, which is a little bit counterintuitive, but he manages to use that processing to draw you a little bit closer to him while still having that smooth and hypnotic sound to it.
Autotune can be so soulless and icy,
right,
and it has a lot of warmth in the way he does it. It's partly, I suppose, it's because some of the subject matter, you know, he sings about wishing he could start all over again and be a kid again, even though he knows that's impossible. I think he's about 60 years old now, and this is going to sound really depressing. I don't mean it to be that way, but I kept thinking as I was listening to this record, and he kind of reflected back on his life, that it felt like he has realized he's at a point in his life where he has forgotten more memories than he'll ever make from here on out.
Oh, wow.
And that doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it's making him really appreciate the moment that he is in his life.
It's very, very reflective songwriting, and it's presented in this ghostly, dreamy, almost otherworldly quality. Really, it really makes it resonate.
The band is Lamb Chop, and the album is This Is What I Wanted to Tell You. We only play snippets of songs here, of course, but as always, if you want to hear full versions of these tracks, just go to our website, npr.org/allsongs, and you'll find a playlist with everything and a whole bunch of other new songs from the week. That'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.